Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The way he dealt with the people of Israel, he's going to deal with his church. So now let's look at here. Romans 15:4, listen to what it says. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for what?
Learning.
Our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Wow. And God gives us this verse to have hope. I'm telling you, when the situations look bad, we need to focus on what God has promised. Because man will fail, but God will never fail.
Right.
I want you to know that. So the condition, he sets the condition. But what's so good about this verse? He says, my people. He's acknowledging an intimate connection with us. God is calling us his people. That means he loves us and he wants the best for us. He said, if my people. Therefore, we have that intimate connection. We're the people of God. And God claims those who are faithful to him. If my people. And then I like this part. Who are called by my name. Are you called by the name of Christ? God is talking to us. This is not talking to the unsaved here. He said, if my people, that means you are a child of God, is that right?
Amen.
Then are called by my name. You know, the disciples were first called Christians in Acts 11:26. At Antioch, they were called Christians, right? They're called by the name of Christ. Are you called by the name of Christ? If so, God has given you a condition. He has said you're his people. And then he said, if you're called by my name. Man, isn't that good? I don't know about you, but to be considered the people of God and be called by his name is exciting. That means he wants the best for us. So if he wants the best for us, he says, how can I provide the best for them that they understand? Well, that's why he gives us the conditions. Because we know God is holy, therefore he wants us to be what?
Holy.
So in for order to, I want you to get this. In order for God to move, you must move in the direction where he has you to go. You may not be where you should be, but long as you're moving in that direction, God see that you're serious. Remember, God already knows it's more for you, really. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
God already knows. So he said, if my people which are called by my name, he gives four things, four actions that are required. And we'll take a look at them. And I'm telling you, this first one here is tough. Oh, man. I tell you, when I was studying this, I was just in tears. But it's a call to preparation. It's humility. He says we must humble ourselves. Normally, when you have to be humbled, that means you're prideful. You know it all. I got this, Lord. I don't need you. We're doing our own thing. But he says you must come to the point to realize that you can do nothing without me. When you recognize that you can't do anything without Christ, you'll find out you're nothing but dust. And God has breathed into your nostrils and you became a living soul. You must understand that Christ is all we have and Christ is all we need. The world wants to...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.